We're at Vintage, and it's a beautiful afternoon, and we have had a fantastic hour down here at Vintage in Review, hanging out with Ray Johnson and all the folks at Vintage. And Ray, the one of the directors of the Vintage Aircraft Association, and also you are the chairman of Vintage in Review, and invite all these beautiful airplanes to participate in your program. And now we talked about, with Susan at the beginning of the show, the big emphasis on youth and aviation in Vintage this year with the unveiling of the new Vintage Youth Center here on the grounds. And along with that, we've invited some of the early participants in youth in Vintage, even before this building got here. And Luke Hedin, who joins us, is one of those youth. Luke, you're 19, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And what got you excited about Vintage Airplanes? Because we were just talking about this. It's very hard to take young people who are nowadays so immersed in gaming and social media and digital world and G1000s and putting them into something like an L4, for example, which is what you flew here, I understand. So tell us what sparked your interest in Vintage, because we want to get other young people interested in these old airplanes. How do we do that? How did it work for you?
Well, you know, truly, there's nothing better flying than an 80-year-old piece of metal and fabric and wood. And it really doesn't get much bare bones than that. And, you know, flying the Cubs and the L4 with the door off, I mean, just such an experience. And flying all the way from North Carolina.
What, you can't do that in a Cirrus? No?
Believe it or not, you can't. No. I think they just have the chute, and that's the big thing that they got. So, but, yeah, it's just been an incredible time flying these airplanes.
Luke, how did you meet Dee and Cynthia Bradford? This couple we have with us, last year they had Aubrey Clark here in a beautiful Cub. Their Cub, by the way, you saw on all the magazines, at night air show time, it was all lit up, you know, if you remember that picture.
Yeah.
But Dee and Cynthia, they like to sponsor young people and give them an opportunity, and Luke is one of those. So Luke, tell us how this all come together.
Well, you know, it pays to be at the airport. So I was just walking around my local airport, and a nice Aranca chief came in to land, and I needed to talk to that pilot, and I talked to that pilot. It was Aubrey Clark, and one thing led to another. We became great friends, and she introduced me to the Bradford family, and then she hit me with the opportunity that was like, hey, would you like to fly to Oshkosh in an L4 Grasshopper? I'll do your tailwheel endorsement. And one thing led to another, and here we are.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about that training real quick. So there's a lot of students out there that do fly conventional airplanes, but maybe thinking about how do I get my tail dragger endorsement? Do I want to get my tailwheel endorsement? What would you say to that?
Oh, I highly suggest it. I had about 300 hours when I got my tailwheel endorsement, and there was so much more that I learned about flying an airplane, switching over to the tailwheel flying, that I didn't know that I needed to know. So I will forever fly airplanes differently after having the tailwheel endorsement.
I say the same thing about gliders, by the way. I think people should fly those too. But
Cynthia, you and Dee, you're always looking to help these young people. There was something about Luke that made you entrust him with that beautiful airplane of yours out here, the L4.
Yeah, he has confidence. He's young, and we want to promote that. And we trusted him. And that's how it all worked out. And now he's flown to Oshkosh, and I'm so proud of him.
Yes, and what impressed us was the fact, Aubrey checked him out, and we already knew Aubrey's history on how she flew and all that. So whenever she said, this is the guy that needs to take your airplane, that really gave us the confidence. And then just watching Luke fly and all that, and the way he handled himself, that's the person we need to take.
Yeah. I bet you were excited to meet her that day.
Oh, it was great.
Looking back on it, you know.
Okay, Jeff, we also have Ben Templeton with us. Ben is 18 years old.
21. No, 21.
Oh, excuse me, 21.
He's old enough to dabble in
beverages. He looks like he's 18. He looks like he's
18. Full adult now.
Very handsome young man. And he flew in the Triple Tree Spartan Executive. And that's a big airplane for a 21-year-old.
And he's a tall guy, so he probably flies it pretty well.
He does. Room. And so just to remind you, a few years ago, how old were you when this happened?
I was 18 last time.
We had Ben up here on the stage. He flew a J-3 Cub all around the perimeter of the United States. The cool thing is we all got to autograph it.
Oh, yeah.
When he got it back, we got our names on it.
I remember that airplane,
and
yeah.
So now... he's with Pat.
Pat Hartness is gang down at Triple Tree.
And so Pat has sponsored him and allowed him to bring the beautiful Spartan Executive for us to enjoy. Ben, tell us how it all started for you.
It started out Triple Tree. I was 14 cutting grass, working out there in the summers, and my dad actually started flying for him out there, and then he taught me, and now I moved up to the Spartan. I fly everything else in the hangar. I like the Spartan the best. Dad and I, he checked me out last year. We're the only two people that fly it for Triple Tree now. And mentioned it to Pat, and he said he'd love to have four kids up here, pass the torch off to young kids flying vintage airplanes, and have it here all week on display.
And you brought an airplane load of kids, right?
We did. I flew it up here, and three other kids that are all younger than me rode with me. They're all pilots, and hopefully everybody will get to fly it one day.
That's awesome.
Well, you can see this airplane, all these airplanes, right up here on the Vintage and Review Plaza, right in front of the Red Barn.
Tell us, I'm sure that listeners might be interested. Spartan Executive is a beautiful vintage airplane, but it's a big airplane. It's a big tailwheel airplane. It could probably be a handful. What were your challenges in checking out in that airplane?
Yeah, it's a fun airplane. It's fast on landing. It doesn't slow down the best. It's big radial to get slowed down. And challenges just visibility taxiing and landing is non-existent. You can't see till you get the tail up. And it's very, very short coupled. But I tell people it flies like a Spartan. If you fly it like a Spartan, it's no problem, easy to fly.
Since it is a Spartan?
Yes.
Luke, your first time flying into Oshkosh, what was it like?
Well, so we came in before the NOTAM went active because I only have 12 gallons of fuel. So doing the full FISC arrival, that would have put me pretty low in my fuel reserves, and that if I had to do a go-around, that I would have had to go to a different airport. But it was great. Super easy coming in here. The vintage people helped us get parked, and it was super fun, and I really enjoyed it.
Ben, you called me. You were concerned about the arrival procedure because your airplane doesn't slow down very good, but they have a high-speed situation. Tell us how it was for you coming in on the arrival.
Looking at the normal arrival, and we're touching down at 90 knots. So doing the arrival at 90 is pretty rough on the airplane. It's going to overheat. It's going to get hot and fly real nose highs. So we did the high arrival. I figured it'd be a lot busier. We got lucky, came straight in at Green Lake and got ahead of everybody and landed no problem.
Yeah, maybe, Ray, one of the things that people don't really know if they haven't operated radial engines is you want to keep the master rod under load all the time, which means you can't really pull power all the way off like you can. You know, if they say, hit the red dot out here, you can't just pull power off in these higher powered radial engines. So when he says it's a challenge to slow it down sometimes, a lot of it has to do with power management.
That's right, yeah. We're cruising 27.5 inches, wanting to touch down about 15 inches of manifold, and I can only pull it back about an inch a minute. So about 20 minutes of power pulling back and trying to land on the dot.
Yeah,
isn't it wonderful to see the young people? And these two are fine examples of young people that are interested in vintage airplanes.
Yes, it's a breath of fresh air. Now, what other things are you doing this week to promote, youth aviation and vintage? I assume you're involved in the new aviation pavilion for youth.
Yeah, tomorrow morning I'll be over there with the Spartan, hopefully get it moved over there tonight, and be talking, I think, 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then Luke and I will be back on the wings for Vintage and Review on Friday.
And then during the week, you're just going to work in the booth and try and mentor?
Yeah, be at several of the places during the week and hanging out by the Spartan most of the time.
You know, we would be remiss if we didn't do a little plug here for Triple Tree. Let's talk about Triple Tree a little bit. Tell us about what they're, because they have a great fly-in down there, and they do promote some pretty cool stuff. Tell us a little bit about, Pat's operation down at Triple Tree.
And right where you're located.
Yeah, Triple Tree, it's SC00. It's in Woodruff, South Carolina. It's a 7,000-foot grass strip. Got a hangar full of airplanes, and we have their big RC event, radio-controlled, in the spring. And then coming up in September, we got our full-scale fly-in. We'll have usually about 800 airplanes. There's no air show. There's nothing crazy. It's just a bunch of people hanging out, having fun. There's some seminars and workshops. And their main goal, not at the flying exactly, but they do some there too, but during the year, is just to get youth involved in aviation, whether that's flying old airplanes, any airplane, and mostly RC for kids that are too young to fly.
Right. So, you know, and Triple Tree has been a great phenomenon since it started, and kudos to him for putting that together. And it's just wonderful to see that, you know, everyone's saying, well, GA is dying, GA is dying. But, you know, there are a lot of these kind of events going on around the country if you just look for them. They're everywhere. You do one in Marion, right, Ray?
Flying Cruise Inn, yeah.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of these. All you have to do is go online and search for these events and show up. That's really all you need to do is get in the airplane and show up.
Well, both these guys are getting experience in airplane judging, too, this time.
That is right. And we're both getting judged.
And Luke here, when he brought the airplane in, I told him we're going to bring it right up front, but maybe, just maybe, he ought to get a little wax and start working, and he has been. He has
been. Yeah, I definitely had a few bugs on the way here.
Was that a little Papa mentoring going on there?
I think so, yeah.
From Papa Ray?
Well, our emphasis is on young people, and these are two fine young men, and what a future they have ahead of them.
Absolutely, a great future. So, glad you brought that up, Ray. So, speaking of the future, where would you like to see yourself in 5 years?
Well, I want to continue my passion in vintage aircraft and warbirds especially. I love the round engine stuff. I love the old airplane stuff. So hopefully just continuing flying, getting bigger and better. And I don't know. We'll see what the future holds.
And then how about you there, Ben? What about you?
Yeah, right now I'm flying Lear 60, a couple jets for work. I'd like to be flying heavy metal in 5 years and also flying big round engines and old stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, you get a job flying heavy stuff, and that helps pay for that.
That's right.
Fun round motor stuff. So, yeah. So, thank you so much for coming to Oshkosh. Thanks for doing all. I mean, I know you're volunteering, and this is a passion, I know, but it's also a lot of hard work showing up when you could be out playing with your friends or doing whatever. So, kudos to you guys showing up here, promoting the Youth in Aviation program at Vintage. And congratulations to both of you, and good luck on your success.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us. Ray, it's been another fantastic year here in review.
It has.
I say it's been a fantastic year. The week's just starting for you, but I move on to another venue tomorrow, and you're going to be here all week. And there's a lot of activity going
Absolutely.
On down
every day at 10:45, Ladies for Liberty, and lots of airplanes and a lot of interesting people to meet.
Excellent. Ray, thanks so much. Ray Johnson with Vintage Aircraft Association. J-Mont G, tomorrow we have a special treat on the fly. We're going to be talking to airport operations and the Oshkosh Fire Department for our show from the Weeks Hangar. That's tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Join us. Get down, see Vintage, J-Mont G. Enjoy your day. It's a Monday. You're listening to EA Radio. Guys, thank you so much.